This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss along with you tonight on the Saints Hour, talking about, of course, the roster reduction, the initial roster reduction to 53. Saints will begin their practice squad building tomorrow. Check out the waiver wire, see what it looks like. And then really, when you start thinking about the rest of this week, weekend, and then Monday and Tuesday, and then they'll finalize that roster, get to that 53 as they start working towards the Carolina Panthers. And joining us now from the NewOrleansSaints.com and their digital team, reporter, host for the Saints and Pelicans, Aaron Summers. Aaron, how are you?
I am doing great. We made it through a very long training camp, and I'm just excited that we're finally going to have a game week next week.
Yeah, well, that's what kind of, you know, I broached that with John DeShazer, your colleague, who was just on, and I'm gonna begin with you where I ended with him, because, and you could tell that Irvine had impacted him. He was ready to be home. It was time, right? I mean, you know, everybody looked at Irvine a couple of different ways, and so, and he was happy to get home, and I can appreciate that. But we spent so much time together, media and team, and I was just curious, just kind of, you know, if there was a moment, an interview, a play, a moment with the player, something that kind of sticks out, because we were so close, but yet we kind of interviewed him in an area, and then they went off. We never saw him again. Mm-hmm. So we were close to him, but we weren't like hanging out with him, right? So I was just curious, just kind of what was your takeaway from a personal standpoint from Irvine?
I think that just watching practice in general, you could tell how much faster paced it was, how much more they were getting out of it. They're playing the entire 2.5 hours, and there weren't a lot of breaks, and there were rarely stoppages for water or anything. I mean, when we're in New Orleans, we're moving inside because of weather constantly, and not just the heat, you know, rain or thunder, lightning, et cetera. So they were able to get in so much work, and you could kind of just feel that the pace, the tempo was ramped up, but also the players' energy, the urgency, what they're trying to get after this season was very apparent. They talked about it a lot in Irvine, that the standard has been elevated. They've been challenged to bring more every day. And since we've been back, the players told me over the past couple of days that they felt like it was hard being isolated like that, but it also really helped them develop bonds with players that they might not have hung out with outside of practice or outside of their you know, prospective position groups. So I think that that is very beneficial, especially when we go back to the end of last season when there was a lot of talk about culture and, you know, needing to kind of find that again for this team. But it really seems like this team grinded it out in Irvine. I know everyone's going to say, well, the weather was great, but it is really hard to be away for a month from your family, your routine, your normal surroundings, and have to rely on, you know, the brothers around you. And that's what they did. And they got through it. And I think that they had a lot of good work. And then on the other side, a lot of good bonding and relationships that were formed.
Yeah, I think they'll bear, you know, the fruits of that labor sometime week nine, who knows what it'll be. But I agree with you. I think there's going to be a bond there that Sean would always try to get and Dennis would try to get on these London trips or these long trips, whatever you can do to get them together for as long as possible. And I think we'll see some of that come out, maybe not right away, but in time. And I agree wholeheartedly. I was curious, you know, the focus usually is kind of on the 53-day is on those who got cut, right? Not necessarily the 53 that's remaining, but those that at least got cut today. We'll see what tomorrow brings. They have the possibility of 17 to come back if Charlie Smith is one of them. Was there anybody, I mean, this is such a common question, but what was the surprise for you, if at all, from those that did not make the initial 53?
I think when Dennis Allen was talking over the past couple of weeks, he made a point of the fact that he didn't know who the starting safety was opposite of Tyrann Mathieu. So the fact that Jonathan Abram got his contract terminated was a little bit surprising to me. Did that mean that Will Harris and Jordan Howden have shown themselves to be that much better? Is it just because they're younger players? I don't know the answers are there, and Coach Allen didn't want to get into a lot of the whys when we talked to him today. You know, he kind of wants this week to play out because there's going to be a lot more movement in the roster. But I think the Jonathan Abram was a little bit surprising for me, although you never know how things could end up down the line. And then we always were, you know, looking at that kicking battle, and Groupie solidified that, but then it was Matthew Hayball that was able to overcome Lou Headley, who had been in as the punter. So that was interesting. You know, not a lot of just surprises per se, but I think if you didn't go to Irvine and you weren't there watching Mason Tipton at the beginning of camp, you didn't see him in any preseason games. So you have no idea what this player actually looks like. But obviously the Saints really liked him because after he got hurt August 7th, we didn't see him again on the field, but the Saints wanted him, liked him enough, something about him, they put him on their 53.
And I kind of felt like, and maybe this plays into the safety role as well, maybe not, but just throughout, if there's a tie somewhere, we can't decide, it's a tie or whatever, they're going younger, right? They're going to go younger. Right. If that's my default, I'm going younger. It just felt like, whether that was planned or not, probably wasn't planned. I'm just saying that's the end result is, in a tie, let's go younger.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, Coach Allen and Mickey Loomis have said that they felt like they need to start getting younger because a lot of leaders on this team, you look at Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Tyrann Mathieu, I mean, Alvin Kamara as well, they are getting older in their prospective positions, and you have to start finding the players that are going to be able to take over and fill those roles. So you need to start developing them now. And Coach Allen always talks about that, really wanting to develop the players that you have in your room. Saints do a great job of going out and identifying talent. I mean, I think they are the top team as far as keeping or signing an undrafted rookie to their squad. Four undrafted rookies got signed to the Saints 53-man roster, which was at the tops of the other NFL teams. So they're really good at their scouting department and finding that talent. But, you know, it's about developing it and getting these younger players to come along.
We're speaking with Aaron Summers. We're going to talk more with Aaron when we come back on the other side of this quick break. You are listening to the Saints Hour. Mike Haas back here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Stay with us.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. This is the Saints Hour. We're talking all things Saints right now as they made their initial roster cuts to 53. We are speaking with Aaron Summers, the host and reporter and sidelines and Pelicans, you name it. Aaron's doing it for there. And it's kind of interesting because you're right. You talked about the four undrafted rookies, and you don't see it too often, sometimes in the seventh round, which the Saints did. They released one of their draft picks, Josiah Ezrom, the tackle out of Eastern Kentucky. That just kind of, to me, that is the fine line of the NFL now, of an undrafted free agent and a guy taken in the seventh round. That line is so slim. It happens more now than before. He said, well, I'm keeping my draft picks. They're automatics. We'll see what happens. But now you're like, hey, and I feel like maybe that's some of this team. Like, if he's not going to help us, I ain't got time. It's now.
Oh, absolutely. And Coach Allen is very pointed when he talks about, I don't really care how many numbers I have in each room, although obviously you need a certain number of players in each position, but he wants a player that works hard, they're tough, they bring the right attitude every day, they support the culture, they support their teammates. So he kind of looks at more than just talent, he looks at also the person as well, and he looks, when he's trying to make those decisions, you know, who are the best people, the best athletes to help my football team, regardless of position. And this has, you know, nothing to say about Josiah Ezrom, but he's from a smaller school, Northern Iowa, and maybe they liked his body type, his size, and seeing him work with the other guys on the offensive line, they realized, all right, maybe it just, we want to go a different direction. So it is interesting sometimes how some of those draft picks don't get signed, because you feel like if you get drafted, then you're almost a lock. But sometimes that's not the case.
And it's hard to tell, and maybe it's just not obvious. And so I kind of thought we would look at this 53 and be able to go, okay, that guy was kept over guy X because of his play with the new kickoff rule. And I don't know that we can do that yet, because I'm not sure what that body skill type is. I mean, we kind of know it's not, you know, it's not a defensive end, and you know, it's more of a linebacker, DB, safety, wide receiver, and those kind of realms. And so maybe that is the six wideouts. Or, I mean, you got DeMarco Jackson and JT Gray, special team stalwarts, but they're special team stalwarts irrespective of the new kickoff rule. I guess I'm just surprised that I couldn't go, oh, and I think even Dennis talked about it. It's not obvious that one guy was taking over another because of the new kickoff rule.
Yeah, I think that it goes back to what I was saying about he wants, you know, kind of the best overall athlete, and then they're going to get him on the field, whether it's defensively or in special teams. We don't know how this new kickoff is going to shake out. Even from preseason week 1 to 2 to 3, there were a few less returns, and people were doing different things with it. So I think that it's going to continue to evolve. The type of players that we see out there is going to change. At times, over camp, I heard even running back Alvin Kamara could get put back there at some point as a returner. You know, Taysom Hill. So you have starters, players that you depend on, that might be in some of these return roles. once they really see the benefit and the way it's going to shake out, because preseason, nobody shows all their cards. So I think there's still a big question mark around what this kickoff is actually going to look like and the best way to attack it.
I had the hardest time when I came to the studio and I was working with Charlie and Steve, kind of, I can't, my numbers won't come up to 53. I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. You know where the problem was? Number
wasn't
seven.
Taysom Hill as a quarterback?
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
I did not. I could have put him. I didn't even have him on the list. I didn't have him on the 53. Didn't have him because I didn't have him as a quarterback. I didn't have him as a running back. I could have had him as a tight end. Didn't put him as a tight end. I knew they'd kept three. I was like, wait, where's my 50? It's Taysom. I'm like, that just shows you what he's everywhere but nowhere.
Absolutely. He can do everything, and he's doing even more in this Kubiak offense. We've seen him a lot at fullback and tailback in camp, and he welcomes it, which is, kudos to him, because he just turned 34 on Friday. He's not getting younger, and he still is an athletic freak. He can do everything on the field. I talked to him in the game this past weekend, and he said that he has played every offensive position except offensive line, and he has no desire whatsoever to play offensive line, but anything else he's game for. And he's still listed on the roster as a quarterback, and we will see him at times in that role, but he is going to be used all over the place, and it's going to be really difficult for opposing defenses, especially in this offense that really hides a lot of what they're doing right up until, they're in the play.
I agree. I look forward to tomorrow, see what tomorrow brings with the practice squad, and start looking at this waiver wire because it's just the beginning. Appreciate your time. Enjoyed, spending time with everybody out in Irvine, but also glad we're home.
Definitely. It's always great to be back home.
You're right.
Can't wait for next week.
You're right. Thanks. Aaron Summers with the Saints, NewOrleansSaints.com, writer, reporter, host.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.